Item eight, public hearing for consideration of issuance of cease and desist orders. This is the time and place for the California Regional Water Quality Control Board, Lahontan Region, to consider item eight on the board's agenda, a public hearing for the consideration of the issuance of cease and desist orders for four property owners for the discharge or threatened discharge of waste in violation of a discharge prohibition specified by the Water Quality Control Plan for the Lahontan Region. The order of presentation for this hearing will be as follows. Presentation by staff, testimony, if any, by dischargers, testimony, if any, by public agencies, and testimony, if any, by other interested parties. All persons who wish to participate and have not yet submitted an appearance card are requested to do so now. Cross-examination of each witness by parties who have entered their appearance card, staff members and board members, will be allowed upon completion of direct testimony of each witness. The board and staff counsel may ask questions to clarify the testimony of a witness at any time. This hearing will not be conducted according to the technical rules of evidence. The board will accept any testimony that is reasonably relevant to the matter under consideration. The chair may impose reasonable time limits and may require groups to choose a single spokesman. We ask each person testifying to come to the lectern to speak. Please begin by stating your name, address, and whom you represent. All persons who expect to testify, please stand and raise your right hand and take the following oath. So if you expect or think you might testify at the hearing with respect to this agenda item, please raise your right hand and take the following oath. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony which you will give in this matter is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you very much. I'd like to begin the item by asking for a presentation by staff, and then so that everybody knows how we're proceeding, we're going to take each individual matter, there are four in all, separately. So we will call for testimony or submission with respect to each one individually, make a determination by vote of the board individually, and then proceed to the next one in order until we have considered all of the items in the agenda. Mr. Ferguson? Vanessa, I'm sorry.
It's not on. Would you like to use it?
Sure.
Yeah, it does have a delay, so if it cuts out on you, don't worry.
This is just talking.
Go ahead and talk.
Vanessa Yan, counsel for the prosecution team. I had a few procedural matters that I would like to address at this time, if that's okay with the board chair.
Certainly.
The first one, we wanted to ask whether Sheila Minor, a designated party in this agenda item, here tonight.
Yeah, Vanessa, if you want to wait for one moment, let's see if we can try it. It might work a little bit better. It worked fine tonight. We're just gonna
Is Sheila Minor present? Apparently not.
So upon that, the prosecution team is requesting to remove Minor from this item, and it's for it to be reissued at a later board meeting.
Very well.
The second procedural matter. The prosecution team has before us Alan Jones, Kenneth Bunch, Maurice Anderson, Virginia Bruce, as well as Ray Solis as part of the witness list in this item, and all have taken the oath. The prosecution does not intend to call each of these witnesses to testify, but they are available for, you know, to answer questions from the board. And the final item, the procedural item, is that just in general, the prosecution team enters into the record the Lahontan board files referenced in the board agenda package. along with the following presentation by Lisa Scarelli.
I have a question. Could you tell us who the names that you said, could you tell us who they represent?
Yes. Alan Jones represents the county, Lassen County Environmental Health Services Department. Kenneth Bunch represents Lassen County Office of the Assessor. Maurice Anderson, Lassen County, representing the Department of Planning and Building Services. Virginia Bruce, with the Spalding Community Services District. And same with Ray Solis. He's also with the Spalding Community Service District.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, Mr. Chair, board members, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Lisa Scarelli, an engineering geologist with your South Lake Tahoe office. Today I'm here to talk to you regarding proposed cease and desist orders for several property owners in Spalding Tract subdivision at Eagle Lake in Lassen County, and I have taken the oath. I'll start by briefly refreshing you on a little background in history and the reasons that bring us here today. Spalding Tract Subdivision is located on the west shore of Eagle Lake, approximately 20 miles northwest of Susanville. In 1984, this board adopted an amendment to the basin plan for the Lahontan region, prohibiting the discharge of waste containing nutrients to surface waters and groundwater in the Eagle Lake Basin. The prohibition was necessary in order to protect water quality and beneficial uses in Eagle Lake. The prohibition required compliance by September 1989. In 1991, the Water Board issued 644 cease and desist orders to those who owned property in the subdivision at that time. The cease and desist orders required the owners to cease discharges of waste containing nutrients to individual on-site wastewater disposal systems by September of 1993. At that time, however, there was no available means with which to comply. Then in October 2007, the Spalding Community Services District wastewater disposal system became operational, providing the community with a readily available means for property owners to comply. Initially, substantial compliance was achieved on a voluntary basis. By October of 2009, approximately 500 properties were in compliance. Since then, a combination of progressive enforcement actions has been necessary to bring many of the remaining non-compliant properties into compliance. This has been achieved through issuance of notices of violation, cease and desist orders, and in some cases, administrative civil liabilities. There are approximately 640 properties now in compliance. Compliance is achieved by either abandoning the on-site wastewater disposal system in accordance with Lassen County requirements or connecting it to the community wastewater system. In July, the prosecution team issued 15 notices of violation to property owners who, according to either district or Lassen County records, had non-compliant on-site wastewater disposal systems. 11 of the 15 promptly complied and we're now left with 4 remaining that have yet to comply. And tonight we're asking, the prosecution team is recommending that the board adopt cease and desist orders for those 4 properties. And these are the 4 properties we're dealing with. You'll see Sheila Miner is on there. She's number 3, and we've removed her from the hearing tonight. These property owners continue failing to comply with the basin plan prohibition, despite the notices of violations that were issued this past July. The prosecution team urges the board to take formal enforcement by adopting the proposed cease and desist orders, which establish a schedule for compliance. Adopting the CDOs will also put the board in a position to impose administrative civil liability, if necessary, should the property owners fail to comply with their established schedules. Your authority to issue the CDOs is found in Water Code Section 13301, which states that the board may issue a cease and desist order when a regional board finds that a discharge of waste is taking place or threatening to take place in violation of requirements or discharge prohibitions prescribed by the board. In this case, the property owners are at a minimum threatening to discharge waste from their on-site wastewater disposal systems in violation of the prohibition. The evidence supporting the issuance of the CDOs essentially consists of Lassen County and or Spalding Community Services District records that show these properties have on-site wastewater systems. Additionally, district records do not show that these properties are connected to the community wastewater system, and staff has not received abandonment certification from the county. So we've now established that these properties have on-site wastewater disposal systems that have not been connected to the district system nor properly abandoned. In this slide, you see that waste that can be discharged from such systems contains nutrients such as nitrogen and phosphorus at concentrations exceeding the zero discharge requirement in the prohibition and thereby, at a minimum, are threatening water quality and the beneficial uses of Eagle Lake and the Eagle Lake Basin. The reasons why your action is needed today are to protect water quality and the beneficial uses in the Eagle Lake Basin, to achieve compliance with the basin plan prohibition, to provide the necessary incentive for these property owners to comply, and to deter noncompliance by other property owners in the community who have yet to comply. The CDOs require the owners to either connect or abandon their wastewater disposal systems by May 30, 2014, and to submit documentation to the board verifying compliance by June 13, 2014. And staff's recommendation is that you adopt, as proposed, the cease and desist orders before you today. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any questions, Mr. Dias?
Yes, I do have one. Do the cease and desist orders as proposed include any administrative civil liabilities?
Or will that no, these be? Are just cease and desist orders. If they fail to comply, then we would issue administrative civil liability complaints for your consideration at that time.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Sandell.
Beyond these four, are there others that have yet to comply?
Yes, there are three or four at this point that are slated for ACL complaints that may be issued as early as tomorrow, end of the week. And then we have a few others that either the property owners are deceased and we haven't yet figured out who the heirs are to continue action on those. So we've got about 10 total. The ones you see before you tonight, a few with ACLs, and then a few more that are still on our list when we need a little more research.
Thank you. Ms. Cox.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The 640 properties, do they all have residential dwelling units on them, or are several of the lots vacant?
There's a combination of either properties with residences on them or some other buildings and some that are vacant. The ones with residences should have on-site wastewater disposal systems. There are many vacant properties that have tanks and not yet housing. So it's a combination of all of the above.
So then on those vacant properties, what you requested is that they properly abandon the septic tanks?
Well, we don't tell them how to comply. We say you can do A or B, it's your choice. If they plan to build there someday, a lot of them would rather connect to the district system, and then they do so.
Okay. Just a couple of background questions. What's the treatment level of the COPW? the wastewater facility, is it secondary or tertiary?
That, I don't know.
Primary.
Well, it's a little more than primary, Mr. Sundell. My name is Lori Kemper, for the record, the Assistant Executive Officer. I was part of the authors of the 1991 synthesis when those were issued. So I'm sort of the institutional memory on this topic, but obviously there's folks in the room that can talk about this. But the district selected a STEP system, that's a septic tank effluent pumping system, which means that individual properties all retain their septic tanks, or if they were found to be waterproof, leak-proof, so either so they had all their tanks were tested for leaks, and if they did leak, they installed new tanks, and then pumps were installed in those septic tanks so that they could install small diameter pressure sewage collection lines, because the area is mostly overlain with volcanics, so it's very rocky, it's difficult digging. So they didn't want to use gravity line. So they actually have primary treatment in the septic tank, and then it goes to lined evaporation ponds. And this part of Lassen County, Eagle Lake, has high evaporation rates. And Eagle Lake itself is a closed basin lake, so it also evaporates. So that's how they handle their wastewater, is with lined evaporation ponds.
Okay, thank you. That's all.
Mr. Jardine?
No questions.
Dr. Horn?
No.
And I have no questions. So turning first to parcel owner Larry Allen Frack, this is enclosure number one as part of the board package. Is Mr. Frack or a representative of Mr. Frack present this evening? May proceed with respect to this item.
Scott Ferguson, Senior Water Resource Control Engineer. We're just recommending at this point that you take our original recommendation to adopt the proposed CDO for Mr. Frack.
Are you submitting this then on the initial presentation plus the materials that were referenced by counsel and the materials that are in the board package?
Yes.
Are there any questions of Mr. Ferguson with regard to that evidence that he has submitted to us? Mr. Dias?
No questions.
Mr. Sandell?
No questions.
Ms. Cox?
No questions.
Mr. Jardine?
No questions.
Dr. Horn?
No.
I have no questions either. The matter having been submitted, Mr. Frack having not appeared, I'm going to close the hearing.
I have questions, though, for other people.
Okay.
Sorry.
So I'm not going to close the hearing. Why don't we start with your questions for other folks?
Okay. I don't know who would be the best person, but someone from the community service district. It's just one. Whoever wants to come, I just have one simple question. Just come up to the lectern. And then you have to state your name and say that you took the oath.
Virginia Bruce, and I have taken the oath.
Thank you. I just wanted to make sure that the date that's in the materials asking people to comply by May 30th, that's a reasonable date, that that people, that whatever work needs to be done, that people can get in and get that work done by May 30th, usually.
Yes, I do feel that is a reasonable date. In the wintertime, it does freeze,
okay. And
you can't necessarily get into the ground. But by April, you are able to do so.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
That's my question.
Any other questions?
No.
Okay. I'm now going to close the hearing with respect to enclosure number one and ask if there is a motion.
May I move the staff recommendation for this item?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. I'm going to do this by roll call vote. Mr. Dias?
Yes.
Mr. Sandell?
Yes.
Ms. Cox?
Yes.
Mr. Jardine?
Yes.
Dr. Horn?
Yes.
Yes, also. Next, move to enclosure number three. Enclosure number two, GMAC Mortgage. Is there anyone representing GMAC Mortgage, LLC, or a representative of that entity? Very well. Please proceed.
Scott Ferguson, Senior Water Resource Control Engineer, taking the oath. We're recommending, based on the evidence that's been provided in your agenda packages and that referenced by our counsel this evening, that you adopt the proposed cease and desist order for GMAC Mortgage LLC.
Any questions, Mr. Dias?
No questions.
Mr. Sandell?
No.
Ms. Cox?
No questions.
Mr. Jardine?
No questions.
Dr. Horn?
No, thank you.
I have no questions. Close the hearing then with respect to the GMAC Mortgage LLC matter. Is there a motion?
I would move the staff recommendations.
I'll second that.
Mr. Dias?
Yes.
Mr. Sandell?
Yes.
Ms. Cox?
Yes.
Mr. Jardine?
Yes.
Dr. Horn?
Yes.
Yes, also. Last matter is enclosure number four, Billy J. Watkins. Is Billy J. Watkins or a representative of Mr. Watkins present here this evening? Please proceed, sir.
Scott Ferguson, Senior Water Resource Control Engineer, taking the oath. And based on the evidence that's been provided in your agenda package, referenced this evening by our legal counsel and in our presentation, recommending that the board adopt the proposed cease and desist order for Billy J. Watkins.
Any questions, Mr. Dias?
No questions.
Mr. Sandell?
No questions.
Ms. Cox?
No questions.
Mr. Jardine?
No questions.
Dr. Horn?
No, thank you.
I have no questions. We'll close the hearing with respect to enclosure item four, Billy J. Watkins. Is there a motion?
I move that we adopt the resolution.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Been moved and seconded. Mr. Dias?
Yes.
Mr. Sandell?
Yes.
Ms. Cox?
Yes.
Mr. Jardine?
Yes.
Dr. Horn?
Yes.
Yes, also. Thank you, everyone. Sometimes things go more quickly than others. I appreciate the fact that you all made journeys here to provide us information as we had questions or needed it, and we appreciate your help in keeping us up to date and knowing what we need to know for these matters. It is a long drive, and I hope you understand that your presence here was important, even though you didn't get to do a lot of stuff. That concludes this evening's session. We will reconvene here tomorrow morning at 8:30. Thank you again for being present and for your help.
I think you set a new world record here.
Sometimes.